You are the temple. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. 1 Corinthians 3, 16-17. The temple itself. God tells us that you are the temple of God. These are powerful words that are almost impossible to believe. The God of all things has made us, you and me, his temple? God would so honor your body and mine? How would you even treat the dwelling place of God? How would I? Respecting the temple. Would you treat it with the respect it deserves, keep it clean and pure, walk through it reverently and honor it as the holy place that it is? Would you paint its walls with garish paintings that were out of place for a holy site? Would you speak vile and foul language in the holiest of places? Before you answer all that with the obvious answers of treating it with respect and honor, and of course not painting it with wrongful things or speaking in ways that are unfit, think of this one thing. You are the temple of God. You, yourself. The Lord is within. You are housing the Holy Spirit of God within you when you ask God to put his Spirit into you. You house the Holy God. The Lord himself is within. God could live anywhere in the universes he created, but he chose to dwell in us. He pours himself into our hearts and lives within our lives. The holy and righteous God of all creation climbs into our hearts and dwells within us. He makes us his temple. You are a caregiver. Think about how holy you are, keeping his temple. Is it filled with drugs and alcohol? Is it decorated with tattoos? Are filthy thoughts and words within? It is your body and his temple. They are one. Now read further. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. We might lose this precious gift of himself. We are destroyed without God. The emptiness of the soul that is left is a death all its own. You are the one choosing to have fellowship with God or to defile his presence and face destruction. That might or might not be of body, but of soul. The choice is yours. This is the sobering thought that we all need to ponder before it's too late.